Now to our Saturday 6 selections, and you have to say you have to be disappointed with the quality of racing across channel for a Saturday. But two selections cross channel. First up, both at Haydock at the jump meeting, a 2:05 Brentford Hope, a bit of a favourite of this column. Finally won, got back on the winning trail last time out at Newcastle. He's third to Hansard in the Jerry Field and Hurley early this season. His excellent form, and he thrown Sergeant Wilson, as we know, last November at Newbury as well. The flat track at Haydock certainly to suit. The long run in will suit, and if Paul O'Brien can hold him up for a really late effort, I think he can score and bring it up to 4 for the season for him. Second selection cross channel also goes in the Tim Maloney Memorial Handicap Chase at 3:50. It's usually always a great staying handicap chase. Just the 8 runners, but inflexible, has yet to win over fences, but is only a 6-year-old from the Tom George yard. Was third to Concetto and Mixed Wave at Marcus Raisin a couple 2 months ago, and was third to No Hobbs No Hoops, who reopposes today in this race, and Gingerbread at Wincanton. £6 better off for what, about 3¾ lengths? Inflexible. Johnny Burke aboard. He'll do for me as my selection. The second one. Third selection. The remaining selection is all at Ferryhouse. Third selection is Butcher Hollow in the opener at Ferryhouse at 2:10. Beat the other Mozzie in a bumper at Galway. That's decent form. And his third to Cletus Pilo at Nace is the best of his runs over hurdles. Paul Townend taking over. And it's rare that Paul Townend goes outside Willie Mullins for rides, but this time of the season he's chasing down Jack Kennedy, and I think Butcher Hollow will get him off to a good start. The fourth selection goes in the Mayor's Handicap Chase at 3:20 in the shape of the Gordon Elliott train, Jumping Jet, the Mount of Galway's own Danny Gilligan, who's flying it, the £5 claimer. Second to Tactical Move, well, Tactical Move is what fours on, at in a grade 3 at Nace last time, but beat Cates Hill quite readily in a handicap chase at that venue prior to that. Jumping well in the main and coming away well. A mark of 121 less Danny Gilligan's £5 claim, that will do for me. Fifth up of the selections goes the listed Irish Stallion Farms EBF Novices Hurdle Series Final in at 4:30. The trip of 2-3 miles is certainly going to suit some of these. Olympic Man, he doesn't jump well enough for me. He dominated at Nace last time out when readily winning the maiden hurdle. He'd been beaten twice at Ballybrit actually last season when well punched on the second occasion. Built by Ballymore, disappointed a little at Cheltenham when heavily back in the Carlow Cup. But the one I like here is Native Speaker. It's my fifth selection. Right down the bottom. Second to Rowdy Romeo last time out at Thurles. And second to Built by Ballymore at Limerick over Christmas. Was a lot better off at the weights. 10-3 Rachel Blackmore. That will do for me. Sixth and final selection, and the nap of the six goes in the Ribaugh Handicap Hurl, a listed handicap hurl over 2 miles at 5:05. Top one here is Westport Cove, was capable of something from the Willie Mullins yard. Risk Bell won this last year and is the mount today of this week of Aidan Kelly. But I like the chances of Noel Mead's Helvic Dream. Helvic Dream's sole success came in an Avon maiden hurdle when beaten August Juro, arriving later on the scene. But some of the last time out, well beaten by Fun in a graded race at Nace. And prior in the maiden hurdles, was beaten by the likes of Firefox at Fairy House and King of Kingsfield as well. This decent form, and I just think he's beginning to get. He's a runs of a mark of 125, a horse that ran to a rating of 105 on the flat. You'd be thinking there's more to come. Sam Ewing aboard at the price is his value. And that's the nap of my six, number 7, Helvic Dream in the 5:05 at Fairy House.